step in the right direction. Made some good pitches. I feel like I did a better job of getting ahead in the count. Working really hard to just kind of get the feeling and the mechanics back to, you know, what I used to be kind of almost even pre-injury. And today was probably the first time in a while that I've actually felt what I wanted to feel, and I felt like I was able to attack guys and dominate the baseball. Fortunately, made a couple mistakes and paid the price for it. Missed the location with Royce, two strikes on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, kind of in the wheelhouse, and then, you know, same thing with the hanging slider to Gary, and you know, changeup to Kepler as well. But you know, it's a step in the right direction. So I think just something to build off of, and glad the team got the win, which is most important.
What was it that you felt that maybe you hadn't been in previous outings? You felt what you wanted to feel. What was it that was
doing? It's kind of hard to describe. I mean, like, it's hard for me to describe to you guys because, like, as a pitcher, everything's so under the microscope, movement-wise and detail-wise. I basically kind of felt like I was getting a little bit longer back here, and it's hard to I can't even explain it. I guess my explanation is it's a step in the right direction, and that's what's most important.
It seemed like the slider was really affecting you. A lot of swing and miss on that. What was that pitch working well for you?
Yeah, I went to my old grip, which is funny. My new grip that I had told you I was working on with that, from what I was feeling good from my mechanics, I couldn't get on top of it. I was yanking it, throwing it in the dirt. So I threw one during warm-ups to Christian after the first inning or second inning. And I went back to my old grip, and he looked at me and was like, "That's nasty." And I was like, "All right, I gotta throw it." And ended up, I feel like, having probably better movement than it's been in the past. I was able to get out in front and finish it in that bottom quadrant.
So maybe that's what happened first inning.
Yeah, it was either after the first or the second.
Seth was talking about the frustration a lot of the hitters have had lately of hitting balls on the nose and getting nothing. And to get some tonight, how good did that feel as a team in the dugout to see, you know, the first, this is the double sip, and then the ball that Murphy didn't even hit very well, but he deserved because he's been hitting in tough luck, that falls in and two more runs. How good does it feel to see sort of a breakthrough like that?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, these guys are working hard, and yeah, it's baseball. Guys are gonna go through slumps, and guys are gonna hit the ball in the nose, and it's gonna go to somebody a lot of the time. And, pitchers are really good too, and it's competitive, and they've been grinding, and I see them, you know, frustrated and knowing that they want to contribute. I think, you know, the staff's done a pretty good job, and the bullpen's done a really good job, and I know they want to pull through. So to see them you know, be able to do that tonight, it was awesome, and you know, hopefully we can just continue to build off of that.
The bullpen just seems like night in and night out, and just kind of coming and do the same thing as it tonight. It's not just an overall they've been able to do this entire season.
Say it again.
The bullpen just continuously being able to close out games like this, especially Danny Jimenez tonight with a 5-out save. Just the consistency that they've brought this year.
It's been great. I mean, it makes it really nice as a starting pitcher. You know, obviously I want to go as deep as I can and give those guys a day off. I will do that one of these days, I promise. But, you know, when you're handing the baton to those guys, you know, I have full confidence that they're going to come in and get the job done. And I think I can speak on behalf of the entire team. I mean, there's not one arm out there that I don't feel comfortable in any big situation. They've done a tremendous job, and they stay ready, and they pick each other up, and they pick the team up, and it's just awesome to be a part of that staff with those guys.
It's so important for catchers to separate their hitting from their pitching, and Sean talked about how frustrated the hitting part of it was, but he's back there every day, DHing when he's not. What's it mean to have a guy like that on your team? What does that do for you?
He's a workhorse. You know, for for me, it's just it's a respect thing. Yeah. I just respect his work. I respect his ability to show up and separate the two. I think we all see the talent that Murph has at the dish. But it's a separate thing to be able to manage the staff, know every single person on the staff, do the homework, do the scouting, and he comes prepared day in and day out. So for me, it's a respect thing, and those are the type of people I want on my team. And as a pitcher, as a starting pitcher, that's the guy I want. That's the type of person I want to be throwing to.
And he had to learn a lot of new guys this year. When you think of the bullpen and the starters, the foundation of that's a lot of knowledge you got to grab in your
mind. Sure. And I mean, to Sean's credit on how good of a catcher he is, and you know how good his mind, his baseball mind is, and his baseball IQ is. It's been a quick transition, and I think that says a lot for how good of a ball player he really is. It's not taking him long to figure out who's who and what they're capable of.
You want me to have him come once a homestead?
Annually, a mustache made guy, or is this new? No, I'm not. I've had a mustache like once before. So. I don't know. My sister texted me and said people were talking about it, which is either a good thing or a bad thing. So. Hopefully it's nice and attractive.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lack of
Thanks, Cap.
Yeah. I don't know. It's